16. Rico. Rico, you're flying, Abel said as the APC stopped inside the dropship. The side hatch opened and she headed for it. You better get this thing off the deck and out of CSF targeting range in the next 45 seconds or we're toast. Rico was right behind her. They're going to try to shoot us down? She asked, realizing she should have expected as much. We've already broken about 50 laws. Rico jumped out of the vehicle behind Abel, turning left and sprinting toward the stairs at the front of the hold. Abel went the other direction, hitting the controls to close the rear ramp. Rico glanced back when she reached the steps. Isaac was out of the APC and following her closely. She scaled the stairs to the main deck, hurrying past the seats there to the bridge at the center of the ship. She tapped the control pad to open the hatch and dropped into the pilot seat, quickly activating the controls. Her primary training was as a pilot, and she had served with Herb Bennett on Earth as his squad's drone operator. In truth, flying the smaller recon drones in gravity with a pair of joysticks and a low-res screen was much more challenging than steering a big spacecraft through the black. The bus began to hum slightly as the reactor came online. 35 seconds. The door to the bridge slid aside. Isaac entered, followed by Abel. You sit there, Abel said, guiding him to the station to the back and left of Rico. The older woman took the command station, sitting down and strapping in. Rico, whenever you're ready. Do we need to call it in? Rico asked. Only if you want them to try to stop us sooner. Rico smirked. The outer blast doors are closed. Already handled. The klaxons around them started flashing, and a loud clang sounded as the doors began to part, Proxima's outer atmosphere pouring in. It was breathable, but harsh, and a stiff wind immediately started blowing through the hangar. The techs below scrambled, unaccustomed to the doors opening without advance notice. 25 seconds. Capricorn, this is flight control. We're registering unauthorized power up. Power down immediately. I repeat, power down immediately. Rico glanced back at Abel, who smiled mischievously. Like that's going to happen. The blast doors continued to part. Rico started increasing the throttle, preparing the ship for takeoff. Capricorn, you will comply immediately, Control said. Sorry, Control, Rico replied. I've got a date, and I'm already late. Time's running out, Isaac said, pointing up at the displays. 15 seconds. Rico glanced over to their left. Another military APC rolled into the hangar, and armored Centurions began jumping out, raising their rifles toward the bus. Come on, Rico. Time to go, Abel shouted. Rico looked at the blast doors. They weren't open all the way, but they were open far enough. Hold on. She engaged the main thrusters at full throttle, sending the ship lurching forward, its skids still on the deck. They scraped along the floor as the Centurions started shooting, sending plasma bolts into the armor. Rico adjusted the vectoring thrusters, pushing the craft off the deck as it neared the blast doors.
We're going to hit, Isaac shouted.
Negative, Rico replied. She adjusted the vectoring again, and the left wing tipped up higher than the right. Not too much, not too little. They squeezed through the gap between the doors with centimeters to spare, rocketing out and up. Nice flying, Abel said, her voice finally calm. I'm not done yet, Rico replied. She was a former Centurion. She understood how planetary defense worked. 5 seconds. Not enough time to get clear of the atmosphere. That was okay. They weren't going to outfly her. The Capricorn continued to ascend, shooting toward the dark purple sky. Marks appeared on the primary display, a warning that a targeting system was searching for a lock. Green shapes appeared on the grid displayed directly behind the starship's controls, the computer picking up incoming friendlies approaching from the CSF base to the north. Except they wouldn't be so friendly when they arrived. Rico banked south, still climbing. The edges of the primary display turned red, and then the screen split, showing the view from the rear camera. Two flashes triggered from the planet's surface behind the drones of Praetan. Projectiles fired from ground-based launchers. They shot toward the Capricorn in a hurry, giving Rico only seconds to react. It was more than enough. She cut the throttle and rolled the dropship over, pushing heavy G's as the starship soared back toward the surface. The missiles zipped past, missing their target by less than a meter. They detonated an instant later when the ground control knew they had missed. Rico hit the thrusters again, swooping down and picking up speed. The Centurion fighters closed in, prepared to fire projectiles of their own. The targeting warning resumed, the tracking systems attempting to lock on them once more.
"We're going in the wrong direction," Isaac said.
"We're going exactly where I want to go," Rico replied.
The bus banked and started climbing, turning into the oncoming fighters. Rico's eyes narrowed as she activated the weapons systems, bringing plasma cannons online.
"Rico, you aren't authorized to use force," Abel said.
"I don't need your permission," she replied.
The displays showed the Centurion starfighters achieving lock. They loosed their payloads, sending four missiles arcing toward the Capricorn. Rico didn't flinch. She stayed on target, firing the plasma cannons directly ahead of the bus. The steady stream captured three of the missiles on their way in, detonating them just ahead. The fourth made it through, angling for their bow. She snapped the ship sideways, the projectile flashing past as she continued the roll, coming out level and rapidly closing on the fighters. Her finger rested on the trigger, the reticle slipping over one of the Centurions. If she squeezed the trigger, odds were good she would make the kill. But she didn't want to kill. They were on the same side, even if they didn't all know it. She opened the throttle instead, cutting the ship between the starfighters and launching toward space. The Centurions blurred past and tried to turn around while the ground-based rockets continued to track. The edges of the display turned red again, but this time the screen didn't split. The warnings vanished instead, the defense system suddenly giving up on their escape.
"Hyrie shut them down," Abel said before Rico had a chance to ask. "We're free and clear."
"Roger that," Rico replied.
"Shall we set a course for Earth?"